Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Laura Galloway, who's the SVP of Channel Management at White Glove. Laura, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to learning from you and seeing what you guys are doing over at White Glove. But first, give us a little bit of your background and your story. What got you into the financial services business?
Well, it's kind of funny because being an entrepreneur is exactly what got me into this business, although I'm not an entrepreneur anymore. I help entrepreneurs.
But you are probably intrapreneurial. Have you ever heard of that before? Because that's an actual thing. I've taught a class on it called intrapreneurialism.
Okay, no, that's actually a new term. I'll have to listen.
It's being an entrepreneur within the confines of a corporate structure. So you work for a company, but you're entrepreneurial minded and you're thinking as if you were launching a company. So it creates a really neat vibe and environment. So you're not an entrepreneur, you're an intrapreneur. So how does that work and how'd you get into financial services?
Okay, be right back. Going to go update my bio because that is exactly who I am. That is exactly what I do. I have been building businesses, programs, verticals, topics, training programs, new products inside of White Glove for the last 5 years.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a great company to work for. We are about 100 people strong, founded in 2015 by some financial advisors who were building their business using educational seminars to get in front of their target audience and educate them. And then of course, when people needed more help, they said, can you help me? And they're like, well, sure I can. I'm a financial advisor. So
yeah.
So that's how I got here. But the background of my entrepreneurial experience is that I'm a licensed business coach and life coach for women who run their own companies.
Neat.
And I did that. My company was Mom Biz Coach. I did that for 12 years. It was pretty much all virtual other than when I did my speaking events and, you know, in person at company retreats. You know, businesses would bring me in and I would do those. Or I join at, you know, different conferences, industry conferences, or I would host my own events. So I have done everything that financial advisors that I serve have to do in terms of figuring out how to get in front of your target audience, how to connect with them, how to build that relationship, how to, you know, build rapport and trust. And I did speaking and workshops to get there and webinars all over the world. So I feel like I know how to do that really well. And at White Glove, I do a lot of that coaching and training on speaking and presentation skills and practice management for our employees, as well as for our clients.
It all ties in together, right? It's not like, oh, well, what a mistake that I spent these years doing this thing because now I'm doing this and I've got to start from scratch. Nope. You're taking what you learn and you're stair-stepping it into your next venture. And then you're using this knowledge and this connection and this idea and helping the people along the way. I think that is spectacular. And you mentioned something about standing out or getting attention of and serving and teaching. Well, that's what you guys are doing at White Glove with the main focus. One of the main focus is seminars. Well, seminars, it's hard to get human beings out of their house or their natural environment to come to an event or seminar, small, big, it doesn't matter. So with the pandemic and there's a pause, seminars are back. You know, it used to be that we had them, then we had to go virtual. Now they're back. What are some of the things that you're serving your advisors with and getting them reacclimated to getting people into seminars? And then what are some of the mistakes you see that them make, the advisors make that you're able to step in and help guide into a better direction?
I appreciate that question. And, you know, I just want to take a minute to say, too, that part of, you know, the work that you do as the, you know, the authority marketing that you're doing and teaching people how to be an authority, there's not much better way. I mean, there are some good ways that we are doing here on a podcast and that you teach people to do with TV and their websites. But also, when you are standing in front of a room of people and educating them, social proof says you're an expert.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah.
You're the one in the front of the room. So, you know, that's a great opportunity. And advisors have such a great opportunity, but they often squander it, Mike. And to your point about some of the mistakes I'm seeing, one of the things that is not working when I see hosts, we call them hosts, our advisors that host a workshop, when I see them get in front of an audience and they're just focused too much on their own ego, they're, you know, the first five, I have watched and coached. I do a lot of coaching for our webinar presenters. And I've sat there and finally tuned out after 7 minutes on a webinar where an advisor was still talking about himself and his firm and his practice and what they do. Like, that was the introduction. And it was a snooze fest. It was terrible. And yeah, the same thing happens in these seminars. You know, an advisor thinks, okay, well, let me tell everybody who I am. I mean, they need to know who they're listening to. And here's the thing, Mike. No, they don't. Now, I know that may sound a little iconoclastic, a little ridiculous. But the fact is, when we market for an educational workshop, we invite people to come learn about a topic that they care about. They self-select. They say, I need to know more about retirement planning or estate planning or Social Security. And I know that I don't know all the things I need to know, so let me go to a workshop. They're not there to meet a celebrity.
Yeah. The celebrity authority expert vibe and persona needs to be there as an underlying, like you said, social proof. The fact that they're there, or a couple of a little of the visuals that they see there, that should say it all. And here's a funny little thing. You can take this and swipe it unless you have heard it before. Do you know what everyone's favorite radio station is?
No.
WIIFM.
Yeah. What's in it for
What's
me?
In it for me? And when, like what you just said, you know, they focus on ego and pitching themselves and, you know, we're the best because, and good thing you're here because you're going to learn from me because I'm amazing. Well, no, you know, the fact that you're standing there and the tone of confidence that you use to teach, not tell. So when you're teaching and educating, and maybe there's a little, you know, nice little, you know, graphics that shows, you know, oh, hey, you know, here, quick little story about me, and you take 2 minutes and then you dive right into teaching because it's all about flipping the table. What's in it for them? They care about them and they want to know that you're trustworthy, of course, but man, focusing too much on pitching themselves, that's a huge point that you brought up.
You got it. And you even mentioned the secret to it all, Mike, and it's the pivot. It's the flip.
Yeah.
First, very first, the absolute first 5 minutes of your seminar has to be demonstrating that's so valuable. What's in it for me? You have to demonstrate that, yes, you're an expert, but that's not, you need to be an expert in knowing what people need and knowing what they want, knowing why they showed up, knowing what they're worried about. If you can kind of connect on that emotional level in the first 5 minutes of your workshop, you will have them for the rest of the time. And then all of your authority and your expertise, all that stuff is going to come out. But if you focus on that first, people did not come to hear a sales pitch and they didn't come to hear all about you. You haven't earned the right yet. And that's the key word, yet.
Yeah. That's a really huge point because it's like my world is marketing, but this is really human behavior. People's attention is so pulled in 1,000 directions. They don't have time to pay attention to what you're trying to say unless it really interests them. And it needs to be enough of a concise, clear zinger of a point to get them to listen to the next section of your talk or section of your website or section of your email, whatever that is. So when you're structuring your talk and you're focusing on what's in it for them, benefits, you know, features and benefits, not the nuts and bolts and getting into the weeds, but just kind of talking about I'm saying it like this, talking about the transformation, not the transportation. They want to know what their financial lives can look like in retirement. Wouldn't it be nice when you can experience it? Wouldn't it be nice if you didn't have to worry about? That's the transformation. The transportation and the stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and this account, and that's we can get to that later. That's the transportation of how to get it to there. But they want to understand where they're headed first.
I hope our listeners are taking as many notes as I am while I'm also trying to talk to you on this, but I am definitely swiping that, the transformation, not the transportation. You're exactly right. They want to know where they're headed. They want to know how to get there. They want to know that you're going to get in the wheelbarrow with them. You're going to like go through life and take some of their concerns and really make them your own. right? So it's all about that personal connection at first. And they really want to know that you hear them and you see them. So we recommend that our advisors start off with their presentation with, you know, maybe an engaging question, maybe something that is like a bit of a personal my story about why they're standing in front of them today. Again, it's not the whole pedigree. It's just a personal why story. Something happened in my life that made this relevant for me. And that's why I'm here today for you guys. Yeah. And then they're listening. And it needs to be relevant to your topic. So if you're talking about estate planning, and you can say, you know, how many of you have ever been an executor of an estate? Okay, people raise your hands. How did it go? And then everybody drops their heads because it's awful.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I think it's interesting. White Glove fills the room and puts the people in the seats, and then here walks out the advisor to then maximize the room. And we're talking about these ways to maximize it, from your opening to your messaging to all of that. One thing, just as a nugget that I think would be helpful, I know I've done in live presentations, I'll do almost like a spontaneous hot seat. Without getting into personal details, I'll go, hey, okay, quick, raise your hands. Who's experienced this before? And like, yeah, okay, hey, you, tell me about that. And then just do like a little quick little, you know, how'd that work out? And hey, did you ever consider doing? And I think that really zeroes the audience in to go, oh yeah, me too, me too. But then that person is really, really dialed in. So all these ways to, you know, if White Glove hands you these people in a room, you don't want to just give your least lackluster speech and then hope for the best. You want to nail the presentation, really engage and connect with the audience. And then the next best thing is, hope and you have put in place a strategy to get them from that step to the very next step, which is what?
Yeah, you're so great. So yes, after you have spent that time being that warm, friendly educator, the next step is for you to become their trusted advisor.
Yeah.
And when you're standing in front of that room of people that we bring for you, you're basically auditioning for your job.
Yeah.
Right? That is, people are checking you out thinking, could I work with this person? Do I like this person? Can I trust this person? They seem trustworthy. And so absolutely one of the main goal of an advisor when they're standing in front of an educational workshop room, they want to make sure that they get attendees to show up to a follow-up meeting with them, a one appointment. And this is one of the biggest mistakes I see, Mike, is we have advisors who get up there and they just wow everybody with their charts, their graphs, their expertise, they're so smart, but they fail to provide that call to action and say, guys, this is the stuff I do for a living. If you're ready to get some answers and some personalized help, come meet with me in my office. Pick a time on my calendar, anytime available, I'll make it work with you. And I'll answer some of these questions. This is a complimentary session. I'll give you 30 minutes to an hour. If I can help you in that and send you on your way, great. If there's more that you need, I'll be happy to go over that with you a little bit longer. So, you know, they fail to ask for that. That is just a big miss.
So, Laura, have you ever read the book by Donald Miller, Building a Story Brand?
No.
Okay. Everyone listening, and you should read that book. It's spectacular. I've read it multiple times, gone through the training course, Building a Story Brand. One of the teachings that he has in there is when you confuse, you lose. So charts and graphs and blah, 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 you know, you lost me at, you know, the first slide because it's like, ugh, come on now. So the other thing, what you just said was Donald Miller, I've seen many of his webinars and teachings, and he made an interesting statement once. And he goes, in all of the clients that he works with, he goes, I see one huge thing missing on their website. Yeah, it's beautiful. Got a nice logo. And okay, we get the messaging dialed in. And then there's a big thing that's missing. The CTA, the call to action. Yeah. And he goes, I think I'd make millions and millions and millions of dollars if I just started buying companies and do one thing, put a big fat buy now, book a call now button on the website and increase their business by 20-30%. And if that's all I did, so it's like, take that big CTA button or the big next step, you know, button on stage with you, you know, per se, as an example, what's the next step? And if you think about the touch points of a relationship, what's the next step from that seminar? Oh, come on in. And it's got to be an enticing. Why should they come in? What are they going to get? Well, maybe, and there's 10,000 things we can talk about there, but what would entice them to come in? You know, oh, hey, you're going to get a signed copy of my book on how to blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Or we're going to do, you know, something to get them to come in. And then from there, what's the next step? What's the next step? But again, if we're all dialed into what's in it for me, them, what's in it for the audience, hey, when you guys come in, you're going to learn. And I've got this really neat software that really dials in and we can show you exactly what we were talking about here today. That's a huge point, is failing to say, come on by and we'll have a good old time and we'll just chat. No pressure. No, I'm not going to try to close anything, but just kind of get to know you a little bit better.
Absolutely. And as you said, we could go down a complete rabbit hole and talk for an hour. Those follow-up steps, like you just said, of setting expectations and letting people know what they get and being compelling. But there's one other piece I want to mention that is a big mistake I'm seeing, Mike. And this is something maybe people don't think about. And when White Glove hosts a workshop for an advisor, when we get those people to show up, we tend to, like, if an advisor says, I want 40 people in a room, and we do all the work, we book the venue, whether it's a library, a community center, a community college, we find the best place for the advisor to go that performs well. We've got tons and tons of data since 2015. And we tend to market to about double the amount the advisor asks us for. So if they want 40, we're tending to market for about 80 registrations. Now, part of our policy is that after the event, you don't pay anything up front with White Glove. That's a big deal, right? So you don't pay anything up front. You tell us what you want, the date, the time, the topic, the place. We get it out and organize it. But then after you do the event, you only pay for the people who attend. So let's say 40 people attended. What about those other 40 people who registered but didn't show up, right? And so, Mike, we have advisors who don't follow up with the no-shows. They think that's a waste.
And let me ask you a question. Those no-shows, they didn't pay for, but they still are given them to work. Is that correct?
Ding, ding, ding. You see the problem here? Like, okay, you guys are getting these for free.
Yeah.
Our leads who raised their hands said, I am interested and I need help in this topic, but for whatever reason, were unable to attend that part of your workshop. Why would you not follow up with them? Hey, I'm so sorry you weren't able to be there. We covered these things in the workshop. I'd be happy to go over them with you one-on-one. Would you like to schedule a time?
Or more, I mean, and now, I mean, I love when, I've done over 1,000 interviews and these interviews tend to be, you know, master class fireside chat because we're just talking and we're kind of giving these little injections of consulting. So people listening to this is like, hold up, White Glove does this and this. And oh, I didn't realize that, but also they're taking away some nuggets here. So I just love the flow of a conversation like this, but here's something else. Items of value and content rich follow up, not just come to my next thing, come to my next thing. Or it, what, you know, I think that that's a big feeling is, you know, if they had to pay, like, oh my word, I paid huge money for these leads, I better, you know, turn them into the revenue. But it's leads that you didn't even pay for, maximize them and maybe go, hey, you know what? I was just interviewed on this podcast talking about my approach to business. Check it out. And, you know, let me know if you'd like to come to the next event that we're putting on. But it's teaching and educating and content rich follow up with consistency. That's what's huge.
Oh man, I just love it. You just led to the next point. So nobody wants to get spammed. Okay. Yeah. So sending out an email every week, hey, you missed. Do you want to schedule an appointment? Hey, schedule an appointment. Okay. We actually at White Glove even provide, again, free. This is included when you book a workshop with us. We call them conversion campaigns, and they last. It's a 45-day campaign, drip campaign. And it actually provides lots of value, details, extra notes about the topic, like educational pieces, not book, right? It's exactly what you said, content rich, content marketing. So the person stays, the advisor stays top of mind. And the attendee or the no-show feels like they're getting education and keeps thinking about this person because sometimes it just takes time, right?
Yep. You know, back in the old days, statement I remember from 20, 30 years ago, and it still is the same today. You need to follow up until they buy or die.
That's exactly what we do. Yeah.
I mean, and it's just drip, drip, drip. And I can't tell you how many times I've picked up a new client in my business that I look back and it's like, good night. I've been, you know, I had a LinkedIn message in 2014 and then I had emails with you several times throughout. It just, it's all in their due time. And I think that's the big missing link. And you might think, oh, well, I sent out an email and I could tell from my email blast that only 24% opened it. And that means 76% did not open it. Well, guess what? The fact that they saw it in their inbox and hit delete and they didn't open and read it, every word of it, who cares? Because that moment in time, it's like you tapping them on the shoulder going, hey, just a quick reminder, even if they didn't open it, they're reminded of you and your name. Because of the name in the email. So just keep on keeping on. And if White Glove is doing it for you and automating it for you, that's just an untapped asset that people need to realize.
You're absolutely right. And we know advisors are busy. I mean, they're business owners. They're entrepreneurs. They've got a lot of things they need to do, spending their time on creating plans, meeting with clients, watching the market, staying educated and updated on their CE credits, all that kind of stuff, right? So they're busy. But if they're not nurturing their leads, those leads are dying. Yep. If they're not nurturing all the leads in their database, I don't care where they came from, whether it was our workshop or something else. If you pay for those leads, but you are not staying in regular contact, they're dying.
Yep.
And if an advisor who's really busy, like we have another service, and this service is not free, but it's super cheap, where we do a follow-up, a nurture and engage campaign across, we do a monthly newsletter segmented to their audience of prospects and clients. We do LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter posts, even do LinkedIn live videos and Facebook live videos. We do all this for them. We have account managers that figure it all out. It's all compliant. It's amazing. That's the sort of thing. An advisor knows they need to follow up, but they're busy. And yep. If you don't, to your point, as we started this conversation a little bit before we started recording, if you don't automate some of this stuff, you won't get it done and you're wasting. So yeah, those are some of the big mistakes I'm seeing today, Mike.
I love it. And I know we've talked about engaging with the audience and figuring out what they need. And, we don't want to get in the weeds, and we want to sell the transformation, not the transportation. And I'll add in another little soundbite zinger. You want to sell the futures, not the features. The future of, wouldn't it be nice if, not the features of this chart and this graph, because people aren't ready for that. But once you've nailed that in and you've got them into the meeting, and then you start, doing the one-on-ones and all of that, it's the touch points, it's the follow-up. Let's kind of transition into here now as we land the plane. What's working well? What trends are you seeing? So, yep, seminars are coming back strong. What are the things, other things that you're seeing advisors being successful with to grow their practice?
The best thing that I'm seeing advisors doing is dropping the whole idea of throwing up the charts, the slides, like you were just calling the features. I think that's a beautiful way to say it. And instead, focusing on the human connection, that human side of money. Advisors who are practicing and have a high level of emotional intelligence are bringing in more clients today. And this is really critical, Mike. We've got the great wealth transfer that's going to be, 8 million to 68 trillion. I mean, the numbers are staggering right now. When, the boomers are retiring and passing things down to their heirs. Well, guess what? The next gen investors, so the Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, Gen Z, they are not interested in someone who talks down to them, who just practices their expertise. They want someone who cares about them.
Engages.
They want someone, in fact, who engages, who wants to know them. These generations are just very different. They're not going to be content. I mean, you having expertise and certifications and being good at what you do in your job, guys, that's table stakes.
Yeah, I hope
that's not a unique value proposition.
Yeah, that's like, that just gets you in the door. I hope you have that. But now let's figure out how, do I resonate with you? And do you care about me? And are you treating me just like another number? And, next and just blasting things out. That's a huge, huge piece. And I think that becomes like an art form, and you can use automation and follow up and all these. But guess what you should be interjecting into some of those? Maybe, possibly, what if you grab your cell phone and you record a quick message. Hey guys, just wanted to say happy Friday. Just a quick little 30 second. What if you sent that, interjecting that into your follow up, whether it's a text or an email? Every other you know, month or once a month or just every so often. Then they're feeling like, oh, that article he or she sent was wonderful. But, oh, yeah, hey, they're heading out for the weekend and going over here. I'm getting to know them personally. They took time to record this video. Maybe it's not like, hi, Jenny, hi, Bill. Hi, you know, maybe it's not the 101, but at least it's you personally. So figuring out ways to engage, to make that connection, it, I think is going to be critical. Like you just said, it's whatever gen. It doesn't matter what generation it is. You know, Jason Dorsey, I just saw a big webinar from him, and he's the expert of all experts with generation, you know, Zs and all the different names we're putting on people. But everyone is wired differently, but nobody is going to balk at making a human connection. It's like B to C, B to B. Nope, it's H to H. It's human to human.
Right. Yeah, you got to be relevant and you have to build a relationship. Those two words they start with R-E-L, right? And they're very related. So be relevant by building relationships.
I love it. Well, I think this is a wonderful spot to land the plane and going, how can White Glove help advisors be relevant, build relationships by done for you, seminar marketing, live, virtual, all of the things you do? What's the best way that someone listening to this might go, you know, Laura, I might want to check out that program. How can they do that? And then also reach out and connect with you.
Oh, I'd love that. Thanks, guys. Just head over to whiteglove.com. If you're inclined, you can send us an email to info@whiteglove.com and we will follow up with you immediately.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for coming on today. It was a real pleasure having you.
Thank you so much, Mike. I learned a lot.
Awesome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.